section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Record.
That's a drink.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Comedy Alive from Three Cocks, Wales. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Dollar Bill Update, Getting to Know You, Terry's Top Rope Travels, Would You Rather, and Taking One and Only One to Know One with your co-host, Drunkle Andy, The Voice, and me, a bottle cap kid. And now your host, Blind Cleaner!
Welcome everyone to episode 256 of A Burns IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy.
Menon.
Blake Clayton. And we got a little show for you. We're doing on a Sunday afternoon we're recording.
Sunday.
It's been so long. When was the last time we recorded in the middle of the day?
Successfully?
An IBWIP. Successfully.
The marathon. And that was a success, though.
Success.
It hasn't spoiled me yet.
No, you're great.
Okay, I'll just throw
what's
it out there.
What's the secret to your success?
A lot of talented friends.
I'm noticing his hairline right now. You have an impeccable hairline.
Thank you. Is that good or bad?
Impeccable is a good thing, I think.
Good. You got good hair.
All right. Well, right across from me, he stands tall with his flannel on. It's a little chilly today, so he's able to pop that collar and be ready to rock and roll. He teaches me words that I don't know and the definitions to them.
Impeccable.
It is the one and only Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Hello, all my friends. Thank you for having me on another week.
You're welcome. Thank you for preparing everything.
I'm on a hot streak.
You are a hot streak.
Right. A hot mess of streak.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And you know him as The Voice, but his newest tag has been
The Dappercaster.
The Dappercaster. It is the one and only Voice, Dustin.
Hey. Let's get things cracking.
Yeah, we love it.
I'm taking it back.
And finally, we have somebody who's never been on IBWIP before.
But he's no stranger to the FCF network.
No stranger to the FCF network, but has never been on IBWIP. So he's going to basically get his cherry popped today.
Getting to know you.
It's Drunkle Andy. Welcome to the show.
Yay. Thank you.
Drunkle Andy.
Looks also good cracking.
We woke you up early.
On the
Sunday afternoon. Good,
though. We were drunkling yesterday over at Biermansky's house. Drunkle Andy, always be drunkle then.
Mm-hmm. I envision drunken lullaby parties as like the most expensive beer parties ever.
Filthy Phil was there. Did Hippie ever show up?
Yeah, he did.
Just after I left. Yeah. So yeah, there was like five drunken lullaby regulars. So they're all.
But the average cost of one of your beers is like
$4.5 million.
Well, it was free for me. Biermansky supplied it all, yeah, so it was cheap and economical for me.
He yelled at me for bringing a four pack.
You're digging into the reserves
beer?
Yesterday.
Why'd you bring beer?
Yeah, what are you doing?
He got some really nice IPAs from out in the Northeast region, specifically for the 4th of July weekend.
Nice.
So, yeah, we were drinking some good shit.
Mm-hmm. I have a gentleman that I work with that I would never invite to a party.
Okay.
And we talked about him a couple episodes ago. He's known as the Dollar Bill Guy.
Yep.
And he's, just to refresh everybody.
Does he listen?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he doesn't. But he just started there a couple months ago and came up to me one day and asked to borrow a dollar. No problem. Here's a dollar for the vending machine or whatever.
Oh.
2 weeks later, he came up and asked me to borrow another dollar, but yet he had never paid me for the other one or never like acknowledged it or anything. And this is the guy that takes now. He's irritating me even more. Now he takes like extra breaks, and like when the buzzer sounds, he's already outside on his break. When the buzzer goes off to go out,
and you had mentioned he leaves early too, right? And it was a smoke breaks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the smoke breaks. He just kind of heads out there, and when it was really hot a couple weeks ago, he came up and he never talks to me when we go out on break or at lunch. He doesn't talk to me. Like he'll go stand over in his area, be on his phone or whatever.
Your only function is to provide him with dollars, right?
Basically. I'm white, so I'm not worthy to be a friend with. Or he just can tell that I don't want to be his friend. That's part of it, too. But the other day, he came up to me and he felt like he had to justify he was going to go outside because it was really, really hot. And, you know, it wasn't break time, but he wanted to – he's like, I'm going to go outside for a few minutes. He goes, man, he was like, it's hot, and I'm not going to risk it, you know, collapsing. I'm going to go take an extra break. Okay, why are you telling me? I'm not a supervisor. I don't care what you do.
Like, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Well, nice. No, wait. I've already given you $2.
Here's a dollar.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Here's a dollar.
Call eight people.
But to me, so the other day, so he basically, I think his conscience was, you know, it was getting to him because he's like, I got to tell somebody my story for when I go outside. You know what I mean? So the other day it was raining, pouring down rain. And so we had the big door open because it was cool weather. Rain wasn't coming in. So, hey, he comes by me. And he said, what's up with the rain?
What's up with that?
And I go, it's really coming down there. And he goes, yeah, I guess. When it rains, it pours. And then walked away.
The end. Successful conversation.
And this guy is just getting on my... Okay, so here's my thing is... His job does not technically affect me in any way. How many parts I make on the robot is not affected at all by him. Mm-mm. So is it my problem that this is making me angry about him taking extra breaks and stuff? And he's on his phone all the time too. Here's the thing: is he's going to get busted on that phone, and everybody's going to get in trouble for their phones. You know what I mean? Isn't it because that's the way they do
things?
He's
going to ruin it for everybody.
They're very passive aggressive there. Like if one person does something wrong, then it's not for everybody. But should I even worry? Should it bother me? You're in management supervisor role.
Sure.
Andy, should it bother me that he's taking extra breaks and just kind of hanging out and not doing any work, even though it's not directly affecting my productivity?
Yes.
It should, because...
I don't know. I'm probably the loosest manager you'll ever meet.
Oh, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
So I don't give two shits as long as you're getting your job done.
Right.
You know?
Get her done.
No.
I run into similar things at work, because you're right. Basically, what you're doing right now is debating whether or not you should snitch, right? Or say something.
No, I've decided I'm not going to do that. No matter what, I'm not going to do that. But what bothers me is it's irritating me. Like I see it while I'm busting my ass and sweating and working hard. I'm seeing it and it's frustrating me.
Well, can you control whether or not you feel bad about it, or will only his actions stop doing it determine whether or not you're going
to? That's what I'm trying to work through.
This is what happens at my job. Someone's doing something they're not supposed to. Management, of course, is always the last to find out about it. Everyone kind of is, you know, talking amongst each other. And I was talking to this girl the other day who's an employee of mine, and she was like, hey, I don't want to snitch about this. And I said, this is such a bullshit phrase, snitching, because right now you are suffering. You are the one who directly suffers from this person's actions. No one else. Eventually it's going to come up and bite me in the ass, but right now you have to suffer day in and day out. If you just say something, then we can eliminate the problem.
See something, say something.
Right.
But what about snitches? Snitches get stitches.
Snitches get bitches nowadays.
And this guy is African American, so maybe he does have ties to like a gun or something. He
could. Ties to a gun?
Maybe not.
Well, it goes way back in his family.
And here's my other thing too. Like, it's not really snitching. It's okay. I can't be everywhere,
right?
All the time. I can't see what happens everywhere all the time.
Right.
So I need to know what's going on, right? Like, I need my whisperers out there.
Sure.
To tell me little whispers.
What bugs me about it is...
I drink and I know things.
Yeah.
What I do. What bugs me is I'm working hard.
Right.
And
you work hard for your money.
And I'm getting paid the same as this guy who's not doing a damn bit of something.
Don't be like, I know I'm not saying something. I'm just trying to have control of my internal emotions, whether I should feel bad about it or not. Go say something to someone and say, hey, cut this shit out. Stop him from doing this. He's going to ruin it for everybody.
Should I say something to him?
Yeah.
Say something to him.
I'm not giving you any more dollars.
Yeah, say something to him.
I'll tell you that right now, Andy. I don't have dollars to give him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't stop after you talk to him, then take it up a notch.
And here's a couple of other things about him.
All right.
And so we needed to replace our packaging banding, the big wheel of packaging. And he's still kind of new, and it's probably never gone empty with him around, you know. So he's like, hey, how do I change this? I was like, well, you unbolt this, and you go over and get a ring of it, and it's over across the street in our shipping department. Oh, okay.
Why don't you just show me?
An hour later, no, listen, an hour later, I needed to use the banner. I went, and it was empty.
He's just an asshole.
He just doesn't want to do any work. Like, right. Like, and I was like, hey, were you going to go get this? Oh, man, come, I forgot all about it, man. I was like,
oh, that's how he talks?
He is or is not black? I forgot.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
Could you not tell?
No, I could tell.
No,
I could
not necessarily.
Tell.
Not nowadays.
So then the other day, we have fixture spray. That it's like white spray that you spray on your fixture so welding berries don't.
Who doesn't spray their fixtures?
Right. I mean, my wife's fixtures, spray them every night.
with my cum. Jesus. Pretty ill-timed.
And she says to me, if you're going to... Oh. Big switcheroo. I had a great joke about my teeth not being in, but couldn't do that one. Anyway, so... So I go to where the fixture spray is that we have, you know, we have a flammable firebox we have to keep all our stuff in. That's a new OSHA thing.
Yeah, containment.
Right. But then, if they blow up like that, that little itty bitty red box is going to keep it from going all over it. Yeah. So I go over there and I get, there's two cans of spray in there and they're both empty. You know, there's two empty cans. And so I go over and I get one of them. I start using whatever's left to spray mine because I've done all my work. I've cleaned up for the day. He comes over. He goes, hey, man, I need that spray when you're done with it. I said, there's none left. I said, it's empty. You know what he said to me?
Was he huffing it?
No. Oh. But they used too much of it. But no.
Gotcha.
He goes, well, are you going to go get some more? you son of a bitch. I want to punch you in the fucking head.
First a dollar, now he's borrowing spray from you?
Well, but, where does it stop?
No, but it's he doesn't want to do any of the work. He does not want to do any work. Yeah. And that is a bunch of bullshit.
Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me.
Andy, we can't guarantee that we will like you, as the song says, but we want our listeners to get to know you a little better.
Sure.
And so this is a segment that when there's a rarity that somebody that's never been on the show before comes on, we like to go around the table and ask some questions. No. Jason, do you have anything to add to the introduction of this bit?
I've met him a couple times, and the mustache really gives you a leg up.
Thank you.
And me liking you.
He had a beard until yesterday.
I know. I was going to say, you look different. I thought it was the hat.
And if it wasn't for Facebook, when he came to the door, I probably would have punched him and said, quit trying to break into my house. But I watched.
Are you here to paint something?
Yes. Are you going to throw coins at people?
Oui, oui.
Pasta fajou.
Paint me like your naked French girls.
But on Facebook, I got to watch it happen.
Yeah.
The video.
Yeah.
And when that mug came down from his face, it was a total amazement.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I was like my reaction was like a gorilla who just spotted a little baby in his moat.
Ooh.
I was like, this is great.
4th of July.
Right. Now, Dustin, Andy has been on your show quite a few times.
Yeah.
So you're really good.
He's like basically our third co-host.
Wow. And what kind of perks does that give you?
Nothing.
A lot of free beer.
Beer. Yeah, free beer, which is fun. You know what? Hanging out with friends.
There's no perks for this one.
No perks.
We're not even friends, actually.
No.
None of us are.
No.
So.
And it's BYOB here.
Yeah. I'm BYOC.
Bring your own coffee.
Bring your own cock.
Oh, okay. Oh. That too.
Cock ring.
Let's tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Pekin, Illinois, right?
All your life?
Whole life.
Okay.
Some would say he hasn't grown up yet.
Yeah. Well, my wife
would be the
first.
It's a relative term, yeah.
Your age is what?
My age is 37.
37, okay.
How'd you get involved? How'd you meet Dustin, and how did you get into the craft beer? Because, like you said, you're kind of the third on that show.
Yeah, I've been into craft beers for years.
What got you into that?
Good tastes.
Good tastes?
No, I like things that taste good. And, yeah, I don't even remember what the first one was.
If you want to hear that whole story, go listen to Drunken Lullabies. It was Hardwood.
That's
episode 5.
Oh, I was on that one.
Yes.
Yeah, you were there. I took a picture of you and put it on Instagram.
Yep.
Uh oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
no, I do.
It was a fun.
I don't remember
episode.
A lot of that.
So you're 37 years old.
I am.
Lived in Pekin all your life.
Uh-huh.
You're married. You yes. you made
made babies.
Made babies.
Made a mistake.
I've had multiple sex babies
twice. In
You've
my
had
life?
Sex twice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Two kids.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What are some besides craft beer and coffee and podcasting? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Nothing.
Go ahead and take. Okay. Nothing.
No, I also coach my son's baseball team.
All
right. I used to be a Boy Scout leader. I don't want to get into that, but
a little bully.
Surprised that they allowed that to happen.
Oh, jeez. With your record?
Yeah, right. Right. I had to change my name.
The website hadn't caught up to him yet.
No.
It hadn't updated.
No. So I was in there.
Thankfully, the Illinois government is in such shambles that they have not been able to update the
criminals
the
are always
predator.
One step ahead. Yeah.
They're sneaky little pukes. Yeah, I don't really do a whole lot. I like to whittle.
You like to whittle?
Yeah.
Like actual things or just like sharp shanks?
Shanks.
Or is that a metaphor for masturbation?
No, it was not. It was, I just like to take my knife. My knife.
Now, I think an episode of Drunken Lullabies came out today where you handed Biermanski a knife. Now, is that the same knife that you use to whittle?
No.
So you have a stabbing knife.
I have a stabbing knife.
And then you have a whittling knife.
Yeah, a beer can stabbing knife.
What do you whittle?
Sticks.
Into what? Smaller sticks?
Toothpicks.
I basically supply the whole Eastern Seaboard with the toothpicks.
So you're a professional.
That's why I didn't have time to do Cub Scouts. Right. There was a big upsale in toothpicks on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Every week with the Cub Scouts, like, all right, kids, get out your whittling knives. Yeah. Put away your stabbing knives. Get out your whittling knives.
He's like, I just
gotta make the leader some cash.
Toothpicks again.
He's like, I just joined Cub Scouts so I'd have some kids to whittle with.
Free labor.
Child labor laws or there's a loophole there.
So do you make stuff? Do you actually whittle stuff? Or you just like doing it on your porch?
I'm
just
drinking.
Sit on your porch.
Sit on my porch and whittle like an old man.
Is your wife concerned that you're going to stab her with some of this stuff?
Yeah, I bought my son a pocket knife. He's 8. I'm like, sure. I had a pocket knife when I was 8. She's like, he's going to cut himself. I go, probably once.
Right.
And then he'll learn not to do it again.
Right, yeah. Right.
Just as long as it's just not like, in his jugular.
Right. Yeah, he nicks a vein or
as long as it's not a major artery, go
or
ahead
one
and
of
cut
his
yourself.
Friends. Like, it, just don't cut anybody
as
else.
As long as nobody's a hemophiliac, it should be okay. The bleeding will stop eventually.
Eventually.
Yes.
What's some facts about you, tidbits that people wouldn't know normally? Any secrets you're hiding? Or?
No. I have. So why I grew a beard is because I have a giant scar on my chin.
There you go.
Tell
that story.
Exhibit A. Oh.
Whittling?
No.
He sneezed.
Driving
mid,
in a car.
Mid-whittle.
Really jammed it
in. No, I was driving in a car and hit a telephone pole going about 40 miles an hour.
Oh!
Almost put my head through the windshield.
Why did it jump in front of you?
It may not have. Let's just say Jury's my reaction time was slower than what it should have been.
I see. All right. Dustin.
Now I have two awesome pins in my jaw.
Oh, they're still in there?
Yeah, they're like two
metal
inches.
Pins?
Metal, yeah.
Can you feel them? Like,
yeah, I can feel them.
Can we all take turns feeling you?
Well, you can't feel them like
right.
touchy ones.
We'll see.
But you can feel them that are inside your body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that cause you problems when you go to the airport?
No.
No?
My beard did, though.
Does it cause you problems when you give oral sex?
That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Remember, I said I've only had sex twice.
He's a man.
I ain't got time for that.
You have anything, Jason?
No, I don't want to know any more about him.
Mm. I think
thanks, man.
He's bionic. He's got metal in his lip.
Mm-hmm.
He whittles nothing. Have you ever thought about whittling something? Like, have you ever like, oh, I could make a, you know, I could make
like
this
a horse.
Yeah. A horse.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about it,
and then said no.
Turned into a stick.
There's got to be a way to take all these toothpicks and form them into a horse.
Eiffel Tower, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I think
some tape.
I think you have Drunkle Andy as is your name on
it is
Drunken Lullabies, but I really think you need your own IBWIP. I think
the Whittler,
the Whittler is. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you have a great time this
I'm
evening,
sure
and don't hold it against Dustin or Jason about what happens.
I'll hold it against Dustin.
Yes.
Oh, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Every day.
Every day.
Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Well, that was fun. That was also abrupt ending there.
Just like sex with me. Very abrupt ending.
Well, lately on Drunken Lullabies, I've been having a lot of bands on and doing interviews, and I wanted to set something up nice for the other show that I'm a regular on. So I lined somebody up that's going to come in and read our promo spot for Rocky Top Vapor. Yeah. You may be familiar with his music. He's, I believe, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ooh. Is that a fact?
I believe so.
That's horrible. If that's the case, that's horrible.
Out of Athens, Georgia, popular alternative group called the B-52s. Got a hold of Fred Schneider. He's going to come in and read the announcement.
For free?
Yeah. Right, he couldn't do a full show. He just said he could, you know, pop in and...
Quick pop in.
Yeah, do a little spot.
All right. How do you get the nickname like Drunk Uncle Andy? Probably the word drunk and uncle put together for drunkle. But that doesn't explain Andy. What the hell does that word mean?
The Butcher. Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burnswhenip at ibwip.com. including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Fred Schneider from the B-52s. Are you tired of the smell and cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you, an experienced vapor, looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger battery tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. Fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that give you exactly what you're looking for. Rock, 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 lobster, Rocky Top Vapor is known for the clean, relaxed atmosphere. A friendly, knowledgeable staff. That's a hard word to sing. Knowledgeable. As well as the house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopPaper.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your order. This has been Fred Schneider.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy, oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics, all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
Oh, oh wow. That was amazing.
It was amazing.
Man.
You know what's more amazing?
Gore.
Is our next segment, which, you know, we, from time to time, we have a lot of famous people on. Obviously, this Fred guy.
Yeah, we just had Fred Schneider
on. Fred Durst was just on.
Fred Durst was just on.
How'd you swing that?
He was talking about cookies.
Behind blue eyes. Okay, he did
Yeah,
the remake.
He butchered that song.
What doesn't he butcher?
His.
Well, speaking of butchers, from time to time we have a famous person call in, Terry Bollea, and he goes all of, we pay for him to go all over the country to festivals, different activities all across the country, and kind of let us know about him. So let's start this segment. That's right, folks. We have the one and only Hulkster himself, Terry Bollea, on the phone. Terry, how are you today?
Well, you know something, Mean Gene. I may have spent a fair amount of time in the squared circle, but my true passion is traveling around the, say it with me, USA,
USA, USA,
and experience this nation's various festivals and artisan fairs. As I journey around the country, I like to report to you, your listeners, so that they may, too, enjoy the wonderment of the arts. So often, children come up to me and say, "Hey, Hulk, what was it like defeating this guy?" Or, "What was it like beating the champion of this?" And I have to say, "Please, children, call me Terry. I don't do that anymore. I like to focus my energies on those who have dedicated their lives to the fine arts and general enrichment of our culture." Do the children walk away disillusioned and shattered? Sure. But in the long run, I know I have done them a world of good. This week, I'm heading to Newport, Rhode Island to check out the Craft Brew Races Festival on the 16th of July. These races are a celebration of local craft brewing, an active lifestyle, and the surrounding community. And each event consists of a timed 5K road race followed by a local three-hour craft beer festival.
Oh, wow. That sounds like my kind of thing.
You know, Hulk, that sounds great. And I know we've briefly discussed it before, but I was actually interested in talking about your whopping $115 million civil suit over Gawker, the media outlet, who posted your now infamous sex tape that you and Bubba the Love Sponge's wife had. Now that the case is over, can we talk about it?
March 18th, 2016, Florida. The Hulkster was awarded $115 million U.S. dollars for defamation, loss of privacy, and emotional pain. None of it would have been possible without the financial tag team assist by Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel, who is arguably the all-time biggest Hulkamaniac. We said our prayers and we ate our vitamins, and we came out on top, brother. Run or walk, a relaxed but timed midday 5K open to runners and walkers on the scenic courses. You'll enjoy the sweet and salty breezes along the sea as you jaunt along Breton Cove. Take in the sights and sounds of historic Fort Adams State Park, and don't forget to stretch, brother.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Hulk. I know you're on a roll here, but I want to ask you about legendary WWE commentator Jerry the King Lawler, whose recent suspension due to domestic abuse.
February 2nd, 1981, the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee. With over 9,000 in attendance, Jerry Lawler unleashed a series of devastating blows and critical belly-to-belly suplexes that would level any man. With a slight assist from my longtime collaborator and second cousin Jimmy Hart, the Hulkster was able to walk away victorious. It would later be ruled a disqualification. And don't forget the star of the festival, the craft beers. A three-hour craft brewing festival featuring a sampling of over 20 local breweries begins promptly at 12:30 p.m. Some of this year's participants include Down East Cider House, Foolproof Brewing Company, Rowdy Roddy's Porter,
nice.
Cold Harbor Brewing Company, IRS IPA,
nice.
Lord Hobo Brewing, just to name a few. You won't find any heels here, only happy faces enjoying the scores of local brews. But remember, Hulkamaniacs, this event is 21 plus only, no exceptions. No one under the age of 21 is permitted to participate in the event, including babies, children, and perhaps most importantly, pets.
Hulk, I'm sorry to butt in again, but I've always loved the movie Suburban Commando. Do you have any behind-the-scenes stories that you can share to our listening audience?
October 4th, 1991. That's Hollywood,
my birthday.
California, happy birthday. America is still reeling from the effects of the Iran-Contra affair, and the stage is set for the lighthearted action comedy romp in the form of Suburban Commando. Coming in well under budgeted at $11 million and raking in a whopping $8 million at the box office, the story of an interstellar hero stranded on Earth awaiting rescue from his people and all the hilarity that one can expect from this classic setup. I give this event an International Continental Championship belt. What you gonna do, brother, when the Craft Brew Races Festival runs wild on you?
Amazing.
USA.
USA. USA.
Are they gonna have the Jimmy Snuka Superfly Saison? Is that going
to
be there?
I'll be back in a few weeks to report on the Saison.
Hey, Terry, I had one more question for you that wasn't on the script. I heard that you once had a line of restaurants where the craft
macaroni and cheese.
Do you want to talk about that, or you want to save that for another time?
We could talk about my mac and cheese all you like, brother. If you come down to Hulkamaniac's mac and cheese, you're going to get a big steaming bowl of hot noodles smothered in cheese and diced tomatoes, the gold and red that is so familiar to all the Hulkamaniacs over the years.
The lovely Kulapa Lysak had worked at yours at the Mall of America.
I'm sure she was a great employee of the Hulkster's restaurant. We miss that restaurant every day. When I sit at home, I think about the great many years and the profits that mac and cheese brought the Hulkster's family. But rest in peace, Lysak Vajak.
Thanks, Terry. We'll talk to you next time.
Oh, yeah. Dig it. USA. USA.
Ho!
Tough guy.
Passion. You hear that singing?
It's amazing.
Belton.
You know who wrote that song?
Who did?
Rick Derringer.
He's did he?
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
The inventor of the Derringer gun.
Yes, him too.
he invented him?
He wrote that song, yes.
That's incredible. Probably equally as incredible as the classic game on IBWIP, Would You Rather?
Ooh. Cup of coffee and big time.
All right, this is one of my favorite games, one of our legendary games here on IBWIP, and it's always good to play for somebody who just comes on the show for the first time because they don't know the rules. Andy, you'll do great. I'll explain the rules, and then we'll go through this. That's basically, you know, the classic game, Would You Rather. I'll read two scenarios, and don't give me your answer right off the bat. I will open up the floor for questions, ask as many questions about either one of the scenarios, and when I close the floor, then we will go through and everyone will decide which of these they would rather do. And there are points involved. I will give you a tip, and I think Dustin will...
Just the tip? Okay, I'm good with that.
I think Dustin will agree that this tip is the best tip.
I'm sure he would.
You need to not let Jason override the questions. He will talk over you.
Uh-huh.
He will actually throw stuff at you to divert. Or like
I've seen it.
He'll whip bottle caps over your head. You see?
Such a distraction.
Okay, so here is the scenario. Would you rather save the life of a starving African child that you've never, ever met before, or have an authentic, actual working lightsaber?
Ooh. That sounds
either
like interesting.
Feed an African baby or have a lightsaber.
Are you saying lightsaber?
Lightsaber.
Okay.
Saber.
I'm just making sure.
That's minus 7 points because I did not open the floor for
it's
questions.
It's called clarifying.
No, it was a question. So you got minus 5 points. I will now open the floor for questions.
Can I just say before we get started, your hairline, again, impeccable.
Thank you.
I love your. You obviously just went to Holiday World. We talked about it recently.
Sure.
You have a wonderful hoodie on. I think you look great today.
100 points for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I didn't expect that.
I would also like to say thank you for having me here. It's such a pleasure. Oh. And I listen every week, and you guys just do amazing
There's
stuff.
No need to kiss
the
ass.
The writing could kind of, you know, but.
Yeah. Oh, minus 10 points for you.
Well, took a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay, your question.
It relates to what we're talking about. Does this African child have to live with me like Webster?
No, it says here that it
that
says
could get interesting.
It says here that you will never meet. So,
won't call me ma'am or George.
I'm going to give you minus 5 points because you didn't listen to the Would You Rathers because it specifically says save the life of a starving African child
that I've never met
that you will never meet.
Oh, okay.
So that's because you weren't paying attention.
Well, how am I saving his life then?
You were on social media. You're sending him money to eat every.
How
week.
Do I know he's getting
like a
money?
Dollar? Are you getting him a dollar a day?
Sally Struthers could be keeping it. I've seen that South Park
for the cost of a cup of coffee. You can save this child's life.
Coffee in the big time.
I really like coffee.
We'll see.
10 points.
I don't want to give away money for coffee.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All
right. That's more than a thoughts. Statement than anything. Yeah, it's a thought process.
I'm thinking out loud
that's
here.
Good.
I'm sorry.
It helps too.
I would be careful because you were treading on giving your answer, which is not appropriate.
I have another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I make money off of saving this black child?
You can. You won't make any money, but you will find that
my rewards will be in heaven.
When you tell these stories to single beautiful women, they're more apt to hold you tightly because they're just they
but I'm all good in that department, so that's going to do.
Oh
me
no! In
no
this
favors.
Scenario, you're single.
Oh,
so
you're a confirmed bachelor.
Okay, I have a question.
Actually, Brianna made you leave your own house.
Oh,
and
my!
You are no longer together in this scenario.
I think he's made his decision. I, however, have not made my decision.
I have a question about the lightsaber.
Okay.
Can you force women upon you with the lightsaber?
That's true. That is true. You can use that for good and evil. You can use it for both.
Are we talking about rape now?
No.
Rape saber?
No. It's just
you say force women upon you?
No, use the force.
Oh, use the force. Okay, I thought you were like holding people at saber point to have sex with you.
So you get a lightsaber and access to saber the force.
Point. So you're...
Correct.
Okay.
Midichlorians are...
Right? All up roof. In that shit. I have another question. What color is the lightsaber?
Blue.
It's blue. Luke Skywalker style.
Blue. It is blue.
Okay.
Is it Luke Skywalker's saber?
Oh, no. It's one specially made just for you.
Oh,
In your case, it would be the Drunkle Andy saber.
Wow. What would can you describe what the hilt would look like that I would receive?
The hilt?
That's the handle of the saber. If it's specially made to me, can you tell me
can
what
it have
that would look
boobs
like?
On
it'll
it?
Be the, it'll be the girth of your penis. So that way your hand is already basically,
used to holding it.
Yeah, used to holding it.
That makes sense.
Because of the size, I was wary, but now that it's back on the good end, because I am used to holding my own penis.
That's
aren't
very true.
We all? You guys are all used to holding my penis. Now is it is it my penis flaccid, or is it my penis fully erect?
No, fully erect. Fully erect. Yes.
Completely engorged.
The only way
it's a
go.
Hard cock saber.
Okay, I have a question about the black child. Does he have...
Does he have any hot sisters?
Does he have any hot sisters? Because I am really
into
black ladies.
And I know this one, you are into black women very much so. And he obviously, he has three sisters and two brothers over in Africa.
Do the sisters have their clitorises still?
No, they've been modified. They have been modified. Which,
modified? You mean horribly disfigured?
It's modification. It's
the clits get cut right off.
It happens. It's part of the culture.
It's a little Book of Mormon
well,
there.
Okay, so I send this kid $1, and I'm saving his life, as you say. Yep. Does that have any effect on his siblings? Do they all die? Do they all live? Are they successful lawyers in New York City?
He gets that dollar. It's basically every day he says, hey, can I borrow $1? It's kind of basically what happens.
Oh, wait. So the black child we save becomes your coworker in the future?
He's in Africa. That's all I know right now.
Does the black child ever send you anything for all the money? Like, does he own a lightsaber that he would eventually send you?
Once a month,
they're worthless to him. He can't do anything. He always wants to eat.
once a month, he will send you a craft project made of rice that he has made.
Can you cook that rice?
Yeah,
you can't. No,
are his projects of any worth? Yeah. Could you put it in like a
to
modern...
To your heart?
Emotional worth.
Emotional worth?
Could you like get it into a modern art exhibit like in a city somewhere? These foreign African dying children are making art?
Yes. That becomes a real hip thing, kind of like craft beer. It becomes real hip is trading and buying and selling.
Craft beer is here to stay.
African-American rice art. So you actually you have the potential of making millions and millions of dollars.
Now, can you in turn just start helping other people? It's like a big circle of them.
No,
freeing.
You can only help one.
It's not a pyramid scheme.
No, you're saving. You only have the opportunity.
And then they knock up to me.
And then they tell two friends.
And then they tell two friends.
Nope,
and then I own Africa.
Right.
I did really good.
And then you could get a boat, right? And then go over to Africa and get the kids that work and they can work for you?
No, it says
for
here.
Free?
I'm sorry, Andy. I have to talk to you 10 points. It says you
so
will
sorry,
never
Andy.
Meet.
I'm so sorry.
You will never meet. So there's. Oh. Wow.
Now, is this lightsaber, is it a fully workable lightsaber, or is it just kind of like a show where it's light comes out, but it doesn't do anything? Can I cut stuff as you would see in the movies?
It has all the abilities that it had in the Lucas films, not in the new films.
Oh, what are the differences?
So it could cut a monster's arm off.
Wampa.
Wampa.
What are some of the differences in the movie? I don't know.
In the new one, if you touch it, it can talk to you. You can
It
a lightsaber can talk to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it can like take you back in time and see strangers that you don't know.
I gotta catch up on these movies.
Yeah.
All right.
You saw it in the theater with us.
I was sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Any more questions? Any more questions? Andy, any more
questions? People, if I get the lightsaber, are people going to constantly be trying to steal it from me?
Yes. I mean, constantly. You will.
Like, I'm going to have to keep it under lock and key.
Right. It's going to be one of those things where you're going to have to hire staff, 24-hour staff, just to guard you and this, because it's worth so much money. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you just kill the people that try to take your lightsaber?
You could. You could, but eventually you're going to get wore out, because I'm just constantly... It's like that the zombie,
The Zika virus.
No, what was the movie?
Channel ZZZ!
What was the name of the zombie movie where they went real fast, and there was a whole bunch of them?
28 Days Later.
Brad Pitt was in it.
No, that's World War Z.
World War Z. Yeah, it's like World War Z. I mean, there's just going to be thousands of them coming at you all the time.
And they build that wall. She said.
Yeah, and they just climb
on
it.
Tear down
other.
That wall, I say.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Gorbachev.
All right, I have closed the floor for questions.
Oh, no, I got one more.
I'm sorry.
Ah.
Now, what we'll do is we will go around the room, and you will tell me which one you picked and why. All right? We'll let Andy go last because, you know,
he's new.
Dustin, would you rather save the life of a starving African child that you will never meet or have an actual, authentic, working lightsaber?
Okay. I am going to have the lightsaber, but then I'm going to sell the lightsaber, and then I can save at least two African kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't sell it. It's
you didn't say that.
Well, you didn't ask. That's the part of that. So
it was a risk I was willing to take.
It was a good one.
It was my damn lightsaber. I can do what I want with it.
Cry if you want to.
Take my lightsaber and go home.
Do minus 10 points there. Okay.
Fine, I'll save the African kid.
Nope, sorry. I'll give
him a fake lightsaber.
You can't change it. You're at negative 20. Jason, at 100 points, sitting pretty here. Which one would you do?
It's mine to lose at this point. I would say I'm going to save the black child, but not because I care for him, but because I really want to become part of a big city art scene, and his African-American rice art will help get me there. And the lightsaber, it seems too strenuous to fight off all the people like that.
Right.
And I'm such a klutz. I just cut off a limb anyway by accident.
Wow, that's a great answer. That's going to be plus 1,000 points. So you're at 1,100 points.
I still feel like I'm going to lose it.
Andy.
Lightsaber.
Okay, and why?
Because it's a lightsaber, man.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't want to have a lightsaber?
Exactly. That's going to be plus 1,090 points.
Wait.
Gives you...
I said the lightsaber, but I didn't get any points.
Well, because your reasoning. He just said it was cool. I think
it's cool, too.
No,
who won, then?
You had a big plan.
Who won?
Big Andy. Druckle Andy.
Big Andy.
Sorry.
The Whittler.
The Whittler.
Whittler-rama.
Yeah, I could whittle with it, too.
Exactly. Boom. There you go. Congratulations on your win, sir.
You can make your own art.
Thank you.
We hate to have your first win not be applauded by thousands.
The live studio audience.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and read the upcoming schedule for IBWIP.
Okay, episode 254, Did You See the Poop? Is now available.
Featuring our good friend Beer Mansky.
Yeah, it was a good one. I love that one.
It's called Did You See the Poop? But it's also called, aka, there's like a subtitle of that show. It's called Beer Mansky.
He talks a lot.
He does that. He does.
Well, we didn't say that.
A lot.
Episode 255, Triple X Hospital, is now available. Episode 257, our next episode, inevitably entitled Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Will be available on Friday, July 15th. And don't forget, Sunday, July 10th is Teddy Bear Picnic Day. As a child, sure, a teddy bear picnic sounds delightful, but as an adult, what would be more terrifying than simply playthings coming to life and feast in the woods? Just terrifying.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. Ooh. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. Cause every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the
teddy bears have their picnic.
Welcome back, Fred.
Teddy Bear Picnic.
That should be a B-52's cover, shouldn't it?
Teddy Bear Picnic.
At 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed. Because they're tired little teddy bears.
Second verse, same as the first.
Teddy bear picnic.
Do the teddy bear shit in woods?
I don't know.
Do teddy bear shit?
There's another song, Teddy Bears Have Teeth by Lester Raw. It's all a song about teddy bears killing the kids that they are.
Jesus.
It's nice. Great. It's great.
That sounds fun.
Teddy bears.
Get him back on the show.
Teddy bear. He's awesome.
He is good.
Anywho. I don't know where. Oh, yeah. Also, Monday, July 11th is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. This is one of my favorite days of the year. According to the Motel Classics, only the lonely get laid. So what's there to be sad about? By the way, the motels. How lonely do I have to be to get laid over here?
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny. I butchered writing.
It. You're pretty lonely. You're pretty lonely.
Butchered it.
That I wrote that.
I remember
because
that
how lonely do I have to be to get laid, huh?
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Hey.
And the joke is
I'm
that's
full
not
of
even
cum
the
over here.
I got semen leaking out of my ears up in this mother.
I've got a monster in my pants, and he does a nasty dance.
He does.
Because he's lonely.
He's lonely.
In the motel?
In a motel.
Thanks, Freddie.
You're welcome.
And don't forget to contact the show with any questions, comments, and suggestions, and they'll be read to the young patients of the Children's Hospital. And if you don't like what you hear, then fuck you. Please write a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, we'll pull the plug on those little bastards.
Very good, very good.
What Easy. Little bastards are you? Oh,
the young the children.
Hospital. Young children, hospital. Screw those.
They're not black and African,
They're
so
not.
Fuck them.
They're black.
Whoa, whoa. Not, nope, not. Too late. Stop recording.
Stop. And
we got what we need.
Don't fuck those kids. Because they're not African.
I think we're going to have a new bit where it's Fred Schneider PSAs. He's talking.
Don't fuck those kids. It's not for you. African kids have AIDS.
Jeez. We're learning a lot today.
Yeah.
First we got to know Andy over here.
Yeah.
And then that.
And that other stuff.
Andy, Whittle and Andy, thank you very much for being on the show. Thank you for letting us have some of your holy day.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to be holy.
Did you skip church to come?
That's what she said.
Okay.
Nice. Hey, yo.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. Oh, it was a blast.
So much better than Drunken Lullabies, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
There's they're comparable.
They're comparable?
Yeah.
We're comedy, they're alcohol. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Alcohol makes comedy.
Right. Well, no. I'm just teasing. Bottle Cap Kid, It's a pleasure to see you on this Sunday afternoon.
It's great to see you today. In the middle of the day like this, it's fantastic.
It's odd, isn't it?
It's very odd. You know what's even more odd than that? That it is July 3rd, sorry folks, and it is 60 degrees outside. What
yeah,
is
it's awesome.
Happening?
It's brisk.
That's why
I got
my
jean jacket out.
I was able to wear my hoodie.
In July. It's crazy.
But normally, on the 4th of July... Like it would be 60 degrees today, you know, but tomorrow when there's fireworks and you have to go sit outside,
it'll
be
sweat galore.
Yeah, it'll be 100 degrees outside.
Yep.
But we're actually going to do some manual labor tomorrow morning. You didn't have to help. All I had to do was borrow your truck.
No,
you don't actually have to help me.
No, I'm a good person.
You are a better person than I. Thank you very much for all your help on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Dustin, the voice.
Yep.
Dappercaster.
Mm-hmm.
You're drinking so early in the afternoon.
It happens. It's the weekend.
Does it happen every day?
No. I work.
No, like on the weekends, do you always drink before noon?
It's not before noon.
Well, it was when you started.
No, it wasn't. It was like 12:05.
Thank you very much for being on the show. And
thanks
for lining Fred up. That's a huge...
I do what I can. Like I said, I got to
Is he in the Hall of Fame or is the B-52s in
I think the B-52s are in the Hall of
Fame. How is that possible?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's true.
Two songs.
We have to look at some of their record sales because there's no way that they should be in before the Steve Miller Band.
Well, you know.
Weren't they on Pee Wee's Playhouse a couple times?
Probably. It seems
that's
right.
That's what makes your career, if anything.
Yeah.
All righty, folks. Thank you very much. Make sure to tune in to us at fcfnetwork.com on iTunes. Please give us a rating and a review. It's been a while since we've had one for IBWIP. And enjoy the show. Tell all your friends, all three of them, that we have this splendid show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. I don't even know where it went. Oh, it's way over here. I threw it.
It's a mystery tag.
IBWIP is the cornerstone of the FCF network. Kind of like bottle caps are the cornerstone of my entire personality.
That's funny.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.